Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Lots of attention was paid to U.S. stock markets last year. Unfortunately, all the major U.S. stock indices ended 2018 lower than they were the year before. Here's something else that your regular media probably didn't tell you. The price of gold, although it ended the year slightly lower than the year before, outperformed all the major U.S. stock indices in 2018. That's right. The price of gold last year beat the results of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the Standard & Poor's 500, and the Russell 2000 indices. Also, even though the price of gold fell slightly against the U.S. dollar, which occurred for only the fourth time in the past 16 years, it rose against other currencies such as those issued by the Eurozone, China, Great Britain, and India. Well, that was last year. What does my cloudy crystal ball foretell for 2019? The answer is, I don't know. But one thing I can foresee is that the financial markets in general will almost certainly be more volatile this year than last. Here are other things that seem extremely likely to me. 1. U.S. stock markets are not likely to get a big boost from a major tax cut such as happened just over a year ago. 2. Interest rates that are higher than they were a year ago will almost certainly drag on business profits. 3. The fall in U.S. stock prices following the Federal Open Market decisions to raise federal fund interest rates in September and December last year will almost certainly put pressure to halt and maybe even reverse additional rate increases this year. 4. If the Fed does halt or reverse interest rate increases, that will almost certainly hurt the value of the U.S. dollar. If the dollar declines in value, that will reduce the standard of living in America, lead to greater increases in consumer prices, and also add to the federal government's budget deficit. Do you already own some bullion price physical gold as wealth insurance? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.